Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening on Fire to Inspire. We are so excited about tonight's show. But before we go into the show, we want to thank all of our sponsors that have sponsored us for the month of August. And we want to thank each and every sponsor. So our sponsors for this week is Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Her books are available on any of your online bookstores, and her books is a live account of how God delivered her son from over a decade addiction to alcohol. Then we have Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. The jingle that you just heard from my show, he actually produced and created the music. Unique Expression by Design, specializing in custom products for your business. Angelise Washington is there to take care of you, and she can take care of your t-shirts, your cups, your pens, mugs, journals, anything you need customized for your business or personal needs. Look for Unique Expression by Design or Angelise Washington. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is located at 1501 Highway 138 beside Golden Crust in Conyers, Georgia, located inside F&D Beauty. And Roz specializes in all of your hair care and beauty needs. She handles your relaxers, your twists, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, sew-ins, makeup, anything that you need to do to take care of you, your beauty needs, she's there for you. Partners in Children's Safety, Inc. is their mission is to strengthen the community by reaching children of all ages early with positive safety educational programs that will help them navigate through life with positive and effective alternative safety solutions. Follow them on Twitter at PICSOFL, that's P as in partners, I as in N, C as in children's, S as in safety, OFL, and on Instagram, Jennifer Fontenot, and that's spelled F-O-N-T-E-N-O-T, and you will be able to find out more about Partners in Children's Safety. Then we have PrintTara.com, and they're your one-stop shop for business and your business cards, your flyers, your banners, your magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors for the month of August. We appreciate you greatly, and we are back to our live show right now. We are here with the one and only Tyreek Wynn, guys. Let me tell you, this young man is 16 years old. He was 15 when we scheduled his interview, but he just turned 16 last month. And the topic is never too late or too early to get it right. I mean, you know, many of us are just not really managing our money. We're not handling our business. This young man has done it. He's learned to do it early, and he's even written a book about it, okay? So we're gonna welcome Mr. Tyreek Wynn to the platform. Thank you, and welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Tyreek.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Tyreek, I tell you, you know, when I told people I had a guest and he was talking about money and he was 15 years old and just turned 16, they were like, "What? Huh? Are you kidding me?" So, do you get that all the time?
Yeah, I get that a lot. People be like when I'm at book signings and things like that, people be like, "How old are you?" I'll say I'm 16 years old, and they'll be like, "What? A teenage author?"
Especially with the topic that you're writing about. So, yes, that's a lot of wisdom.
Yeah, they really enjoy the topic. So,
yes, I love it. You know, I love seeing people your age that are doing something to further themselves because you see that later on. But at your age, it's like, wow, that's huge. So what inspired you to become an author, and what's the name of your book?
Oh, well, the name of my book is Green is the Thing, Money Management for Kids. And what inspired it was my mom, because she's an author, and she actually has three phenomenal books under her belt. And
okay.
I saw her and I watched her, and she taught me all about writing. So I so one day I told her, I said I wanted to write a book, and she and I wasn't sure what I wanted to write about, but she told me that I should write about money management because it started at an early age for me, and I know a lot of times people have a hard time managing their money. So I decided to put it in a book. And also, they don't teach it to young people in schools, and I thought it was very important that I started to teach it.
You know what? That is so serious, and that is so true. You know, they learn about economics and, you know, history, but they don't learn about how do you manage your money. I don't think there is a class that even tell you how to manage a checkbook. Even though people don't write checks a lot, you still got to know how to manage your money in order to even balance your Visa check card, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. I love it, love it, love it. Now, so you have authored this book. And so what are some of the important key assets that you talk about with money management in this book?
Okay, well, I talk about making, saving, and managing. And basically, the biggest part about saving is opening up a bank account. I tell people all the time, it's very important that you open up a bank account. You got to have some place to put up your money. That way you can save it and things like that. And also with the making the money, I tell people, be the employer, not the employee. And I think that is very important because working for yourself is just great. So that's what I tell people.
Okay, great. And what about the managing piece?
Oh, the managing piece. Okay, so basically what goes into the managing piece is basically spending your money wisely and you know, putting up money and then spending less. You got to save more and spend less, and that's what goes in with the managing part.
Okay, save more, spend less. Love it, because,
yes,
you know, a lot of times young people get money in their hands, and it's like, ooh, it's burning my pocket. Mama, can you take me to the mall? Mama, can I order these shoes online? That kind of stuff. So, yes, yes. Do you talk about being able to be able to learn discipline?
I do talk about discipline. I think a good piece of discipline that I talk about is making tithes and offerings in church. And a lot of people, they get surprised when they hear me talk about that's in my book, and they like, a teenage author who know about tithes and offerings, and that is just great. And so they really love it. But yeah, that's mainly the biggest discipline part in the book, the tithes and offerings in church.
Wow, love it, love it. So how do you feel being a teenage author?
Oh, well, I feel great. I mean, I know there's not many teenage authors out there, but for me to actually sit down and accomplish this book between school and practices and homework and all that, I feel really great about myself, and I'm just very proud.
Well, I am so proud of you. I mean, it's quite an accomplishment because I know as an author myself what it entails to make that thing happen. So I am so proud of you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, what are some of your future goals? What are what are some goals that you've set for yourself in the future?
Okay, well, the goals, I want to be a New York Times bestseller author. And I definitely want to continue to write more books. And I also want to get into an acting career. So I'm looking to do that in my future, and also do exactly what you're doing, have my own radio/TV show. That way I can, you know, talk about popular topics and, you know, help out people and, you know, just basically just, you know, express what I like to do to the world.
Okay. Love it. So you'll be the voice for the young people?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Great. Now, you have a mission in life. Can you share that with my audience?
Yes, of course. So my mission, okay, so, and there's actually a little background story that goes behind the mission. Okay, so
okay.
One day I was just sitting and I was just thinking and I was thinking about ideas and jotting them down. And then one day the Lord spoke to me and he said, I have a mission for you. And I said, oh, okay, so what is that mission? And he told me that mission is to speak to the young people and make our generation better. So that's my mission, and I am grinding and striving to get that mission done and accomplished.
Wow. Can you repeat your mission one more time?
To make the generation better and speak to the young people.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
Thank you.
Yes, I mean, you know, you don't hear the media covering people like you. You hear the media covering, okay, this person robbed this and this. You know, you hear all of the negative stuff. You don't hear the positive stuff that's being covered. And so, you know, that's why I like bringing things to the forefront and letting people know that, hey, there are some children that are doing some awesome things, you know, in this world, but they don't really cover it. But there are some kids out here doing it. So,
yeah,
my head
and I think they
out.
Should start covering it. But yeah,
I do too. I do too. I agree wholeheartedly. And you know what? If we continue to do what we're doing and make it happen, then hey, they can't do nothing but cover it. So you keep doing what you're doing and taking it to that next level, and they can't do anything but cover you. Right?
Thank you. All right.
Oh, you are so welcome. So tell me, how would someone get their hands on this book? How can they purchase it?
Oh, well, it's a real easy process. All you got to do is go to either BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, or Smashwords.com and type in Green is the Thing, Money Management for Kids, and that's how they can get their hands on a copy of my book.
All right. So you are on the major outlets on online. Okay, great.
Yes,
Green
ma'am.
Is the Thing. So when you started this process, when you said, Mom, I desire to write a book, how old were you?
At the time, I was 13 years old.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing because, you know, most of the time at 13, you know, you're playing video games or you are trying to sleep late or
yeah.
You know, at 13, you're like, Mama, I want to write a book. I want to be a New York best-selling author. What did how was she responding to you when you were saying this to her?
She was actually kind of shocked because I wanted to follow in her footsteps. So, you know, she had this, you know, big expression on her face, and she was so excited and proud of me that I wanted to, you know, make something of myself and do something profound in the world.
Yes, 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 yes. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Now, your book is Green as a Thing, and it can be purchased on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Smashwords. Now, do you have another project coming up soon?
I do. I'm currently working on my new show that I'm going to release. I'm actually currently working on that, and I'm going to have very popular segments that are going to be more informative and intriguing that people are just going to want to tune into because this is stuff that people need to hear, and I'm just going ahead and I'm making it, and I'm going to just tell the world.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. And the thing of it all is your gift will make room for you because of your obedience.
Thank you.
You said, I heard God tell me to do this. And when you heard him say it, you didn't say, well, but I'm only 13. You said, okay, I'm going to take this. I'm going to take this and I'm going to do this. I'm going to be about your business with this assignment. So I am so proud, you know, because I think, I know at 13, I mean, I was a little mature, but I know I wasn't there. You know, I was, let's see, 13. I think I was still playing with Barbie dolls, but I wasn't telling nobody I was playing with Barbie dolls. Yeah. Now, so as far as your friends, do you have friends that, as a result of what you're doing, it's inspired them to do greater and, you know, bigger things now?
Yes, I always try and inspire my friends and tell them about money management and things like that, because I also want my friends to be very successful. So I mm-hmm. definitely try and stress it to them, you know, hey, do this and do that, or, you know, this is a good idea for you and such and things like that. So that's what I do.
Love it, love it. Do you do speaking engagements?
I do speaking engagements. I actually just currently did one in at this charity called Jared's Hearts of Success, and mm-hmm. I spoke to some teenagers about my book, and I bought some copies of my book and things like that, and I explained to them the key assets of money management and every bit and piece of it, and they loved it. I was actually very excited to do that. So, and that was actually my first speaking engagement, but I am definitely looking to do more. So.
All right. Now, if I have someone that's listened to the interview and they say, you know what, I want to book him for a speaking engagement, or I want to book him for an interview, how would they contact you?
Okay, well, they can email me at TyriqWynn@yahoo.com, and that's TyriqWynn@yahoo.com. Or they can hit me up on my social media. They can hit me up on Facebook at facebook.com/TyriqWynn fan page, or Instagram at TyriqWynn_author, or they can follow me on Twitter at TyriqWynn author.
I'm trying to put all this in the chat. Author. All right. Did you say Instagram as well?
Yes, Instagram. And Instagram has an underscore after Wynn.
All right, getting all that added. Okay, Tariq, I tell you, I am just so impressed. At 13, you said, okay, I want to do this. You start working on it. And then at 15, you released it, or 14?
14, I released it.
14, you released it. Wow, I'm even more impressed. So 14, you released it, and you've been pushing ever since, letting people know about the book, letting people know what you're doing. Even saw you at an author's event, an author expo at the Nancy Gwynn Library. Was that last year? Yeah, 2015.
Yeah.
So you are doing your thing. I don't think you
remember
that.
I remember we met each other. And
okay.
You had your books, and I had my books and my booth, and we spoke and things like that. So.
Yes, yes. I tell you, it's amazing to hear that you said, I am, I'm still dwelling on at 13, you wrote it, you had a desire to do it, you did it, and then the next year, oh, it's out. You know, you hear that kind of desire and that kind of push and you know, in an adult. You don't hear that in a child. And so I'm just so proud of you, I tell you. I'm just so proud. So you're working on your
TV,
your show. You are so welcome.
Yes.
You're working on your show. Any more books to come?
Oh, yes. I forgot to mention it. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I'm actually working on my second book. And this book is going to deal with the battles of money. And you're probably wondering, well, what are the battles of money? Well, I'm going to tell you. The battles of money are basically I give different point of views from each side. So like I said earlier, entrepreneur versus employee, I give the good part about entrepreneur, and like pros and cons, I give pros and cons of entrepreneur and pros and cons of employee. So that's basically what the next book is going to be about.
Wow. I just tell you. So you have any events that's coming up that we can come support?
Not as of right now, but I'm definitely working on it.
Okay. All right. Well, if I hear of any, I will keep you informed.
Yeah, I actually just remembered on
December
3rd, I will have a book signing at the Nubian Bookstore in Morrow, Georgia.
Okay. December 3rd?
Yes, December 3rd.
You know the time yet?
A time? Oh, yeah, that's all day from 11 to 5 o'clock.
Okay. Damn it. And that's tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm asking all these questions for a reason because I'm posting all this information so we can make sure we support you. All right.
Okay, thank you.
That's tomorrow. You're welcome. All right. Got it. Okay. What would you say to a person that is your age or a little younger, and they're saying, you know what, I have a dream, I have a desire, I know I have a gift, and I thought I was too young to do this, but Tyreek, you have awakened something in me. What would you say to that young person?
Well, just strive for it. I mean, the sky's the limit. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it or you're too young to do that, because you're not. So that's what I would definitely tell them.
Love it, love it, love it. So repeat how, in the name of your book, how we can get it, and then how they can follow you and stay in contact with you, because you're doing great things. We want to see more of you, you know, what you're doing. So tell us first the name of your book, how they can get it.
Okay. All right, well, the name of my book is Green is the Thing, Money Management for Kids, and you can go online and get it at BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and Smashwords.com. And also, okay, my social media sites are Facebook.com/TyreekWynn fanpage, and Tyreek Wynn is TyreekWynn. And you can follow me on Instagram at TyreekWynn_author, and follow me on Twitter at TyreekWynnAuthor. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, you can definitely send me an email at TyreekWynn@yahoo.com. And once again, Tyreek Wynn is TyreekWynn.
All right. Yes, yes, and yes. Tyreek, I tell you, this has been a phenomenal interview. You are such a wise young man, so much wisdom in this young body. But you know, it doesn't matter the age. It's the fact that you actually are doing it, right?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And inspiring others. So my thing to you is to tell you to keep doing it, keep striving. And for you, guess what? The sky isn't the limit. Guess why? Because it's limitless for you. And it's limitless for everyone that you speak life into. So
you
continue to do what you're doing. I'm so proud of you. And you keep making your mark in this generation, because what's happening is you're building a legacy, and you're going to inspire others to build a legacy.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
really,
you are so welcome. My pleasure. Did you have any final words for our guests?
Oh, well, definitely, you know, I really want everyone to go out and support me and my book, and I'll definitely be posting about upcoming events and things like that. And also, I want everyone to sign up for my email list. I answered my email earlier that was TyreekWynn@yahoo.com, and I want everybody to sign up so that way they can be a part of my email list and get information on upcoming interviews, book signing, speaking engagement, and any type of other events.
Great, great. One more question for you. I just thought about, how young can this book actually, you know, how, like, if I was trying to say this would start at this age group, what's the youngest you think that we could actually introduce it to?
The youngest, I would say around 7 years old.
Okay.
Perfect. Yes.
Okay. 7 years old, and then as old as whatever, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Mr. Tyreek. Well, it has been a pleasure to have had you on the show tonight, and we look for great things from you and have you back again.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks again, okay?
Yes, thank you.
So, guys, if you had any, if you missed any of his interview, I'm telling you, Mr. Tyreek Wynn is a newly 16-year-old. He just turned 16 last month. But God gave him the desire and the vision to write this book. It's entitled, It's Never Too Late or Too Early to Manage Your Money. And so, you know, God gave him that vision at 13. At 14, he wrote it and released it. He's now 16, and he's continually pursuing what God is telling him to do. He's just starting to speak about it. He's going to be doing speaking engagements. So if you want to book him for speaking engagements, you want to book him for a book signing, or just to be a mentor in that aspect, because this is definitely his area of expertise, reach out to him. His email address was TyreekWynn@yahoo.com, and the name of the book is Green is a Thing, and you can get it on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, or Smashwords. Guys, I tell you, it's really time for us to pour into our youth and sow seed into them. This is definitely fertile ground. This young man is doing what most young people are not doing. There's so much wisdom that God has placed in him. He said he heard God tell him to speak to the young people and help the generation. I mean, where do you hear young people at his age speaking like that? He's talking about tithing. He's talking about things that some adults don't even have. So make sure you go out and support him and tell other people about him. This is On Fire to Inspire. I tell you, we're here each and every week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. One of the things that God put in my heart to do, he said, tell the people it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I created for them to live. So if you're not living out the life that God created for you, you're just existing, I need you to wake up. God said it's time to awaken. It's time to arise, and it's time to move. So it's time for you to be intentional about your life. So if it is a desire to write, guess what? Start somewhere. If that means you need to start journaling, that means you need to, whatever it is, start doing something daily towards your destiny, your destination. So this is what I need you to do. I need you to set yourself a promise to yourself. Set yourself, write yourself a note and say, you know what? This is what I desire for myself. And over the next week, if there's nothing you do but research what it is you want to do, I need you to commit to do it. And this time next week, if I have an opportunity, we'll open up the phone lines. I'll try to remember. We'll open up the phone lines, and I want you to tell me what you did to work toward that goal, because God has placed greatness in you. All you got to do is let it hang out. There is someone, hear me clearly. There is someone waiting on you and the gift that God has given you. It may not be Miss On Fire to Inspire Aaliyah Butler that can reach them. It may be you and the gifting that God has given you. So what are you doing to be that fire for someone else? What are you doing? Are you sitting on it? Are you sitting on it? There is a piece that I'm led to play for you guys. Some of you have heard it before, but you need to listen to it again. The title of the piece is called Pregnant with Purpose. It comes from On Fire to Inspire, the audiobook, but I need you to hear this, Pregnant with Purpose. Pregnant with Purpose. Gestational period during pregnancy can be 9 to 10 months. How long have you been pregnant with your purpose? Has your due date passed? Technical difficulties. We're restarting it, guys. Gestational period during pregnancy can be 9 to 10 months. How long have you been pregnant with your purpose? Has your due date passed? Are you now overdue? You must give birth to your purpose. It's not too late. It is your time. Don't delay. It's time to give birth to your purpose and your passion. The title of that piece is called Pregnant with Purpose. There's too many people walking around here still pregnant. Those babies are overdue. And we will not have a stillborn baby. So it's time to birth what God has placed in you. So again, if it's to write a book, if it is to open a bakery, open your own catering business, I don't care what it is, whatever he's placed in you, that is for you. There's no competition for what God has called you to. So even if you know someone that's doing it, guess what? They can't do it like you, because he's giving you that gift and ability. So it's time for you to walk in it. It's time for you to do it. What if I had not decided to walk out on faith and do what God has called me to do? I would not have the book On Fire to Inspire. I would not have the radio show On Fire to Inspire. I wouldn't have the other books that I've written, a learning book just for me that teaches children in English and Spanish with a music CD. So I'm touching the lives of children, but I'm also touching the lives of adults through my books, and those will never die. They will outlive me, and I'm building a legacy. What legacy are you building for your family and your generation, for the next generation? What are you doing to be an impact to this world? It's time for you to walk in that greatness that you already are. Dare to dream. Dare to be different. You are not made to fit in. You weren't. So I need you to understand that. So with that said, I'm going to play one more piece from you. Again, this is from On Fire to Inspire, the audiobook. And this one is entitled Dare to Dream.
Dare to dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream.
The title of that piece is Dare to Dream, and that is, again, from On Fire to Inspire, the book. So, the audio book. So On Fire to Inspire is actually a book which comes in paperback, an ebook that's available on Amazon. It's available on Kindle, and then it's available on audio CD. And then finally, I tell you, there are so many people that are waiting on your gifting. There are so many testimonies that have come back to me that have said, you don't know what you did for me. I've had a testimony come back and said, I felt like this was my book of inspiration and motivation, the push that I needed. I had a lady told me, I was about to quit school because I'm 40 years old, but it was just getting too hard. And I went back to school. She said, and I heard your show and I listened and you played some pieces. And so when I brought your book, oh my goodness, she said, I felt like that was my personal book to push me forward. So if I wasn't doing that, I couldn't have impacted her life. And I thank God for that testimony from her. So whose life are you impacting? There's someone waiting on you to arise. You're already awake. You're awake. You've been awakened. So I need you to arise, and I need you to move forward with momentum, because it's time to make it happen. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I'm here with you every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Guys, download my sister station, Christian World Radio Network. It's free. Download through Google and iTunes. It's CWR Network. It's a radio network, 24-hour gospel. And I'm telling you, you hear music, you hear teachings. You hear so many different things, because what you put in is what you get out. So you got to make sure you're feeding yourself the right stuff. Put kingdom messages in your body, in your ear gates, in your eye gates, everything that you're coming in contact with. Make it something uplifting to push you forward. Because if you're constantly encountering negative and you're feeding yourself negative, what do you think you're going to get out? The negative. So I dare you to be intentional about and strategic about everything that you do to pursue what God has called you to. Again, I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I'll talk to you guys next week. Love you guys much. Have a great week.